She told me how to walk the place. She told me to walk this way. Told this way. Walk this way. Told this way. She told me to walk this way. Told this way. Walk this way. Told this way. Well, just give me a kiss.
Bring it home with Sarah and Tennille. Sarah, we're starting October with Run DMC, Aerosmith. It doesn't get any better than this.
It doesn't. Oh my gosh. I was thinking we are rocking our way into October. Walk this way.
Yes, walk this way. And you know, the temperatures are starting to dip a little bit and get kind of fall-like.
Right,
a little
it's
bit.
It's my time of the year.
A little bit.
A little. I could take it a little cooler, probably.
Yeah, but I know you love fall.
I do. I'm so over the heat of the summer when this time of year rolls around. So.
Yeah, and it's a good time to kind of cool out a little bit. And it's a time that we can kind of get active without sweating quite so much.
You are so right. The outside is not as hot, so the appeal to exercise outside is much higher.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes, but now there are a lot of reasons. Some may say excuses, but we're going to say reasons.
I like that word better.
Why people choose not to walk. Why don't we walk?
Oh,
you know,
gosh.
Walking is easy for most people. It's free. You know, there are a lot of places to do it. But today we're going to talk about why we don't walk.
Oh, why we don't walk.
We're
going to
flip it around like and talk about why we don't walk.
Okay, so maybe even dispel some myths that people may have in their minds.
There you go.
You know,
because I'm just going to say, you and I have both said some of the things that are on this list.
When you said some people, I thought, Sarah and Tennille.
We're some people. I'm just going to tell you. So the first thing that a lot of people say is, I'm too busy to walk.
Okay,
I got to go to work. I got kids. I got to go here, do this.
Right.
I'm too busy.
I've definitely said this.
Yeah. So, I mean, what can we do if we are too busy to walk?
Well, a couple of ideas that I plan to put into practice as I begin to walk more this month is just to build it into your day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether that means parking farther at the store. I know. Take the stairs if you have your workplace has stairs instead of the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take a work call and go for a walk. You know, have like a walking meeting.
Oh, like walk around while you're on the
yes.
phone. And you know, I used to do that. I don't know if it was anxiety or what, but I would be on the phone and just kind of pace and walk while I was on the phone. And I don't do that anymore.
And I know a couple people that do like check-ins with people in their workplace, mm-hmm. like quarterly check-ins, and they'll go to the park and walk during their check-in. You know, so make it a working meeting. Or, you know, we all have little breaks we take throughout the day where we need to step outside or get some water, but maybe take a little 10-minute walk around.
We need to get up from the desk. Those of us that work in front of a computer a lot, we need to take a break from that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we may even have to set a reminder because before you know it, an hour, 2 hours have gone by. And, I mean, you're getting work done, but your body hasn't moved.
Right.
So.
And you need to get up and stretch those muscles and all that for sure. I think it's a great idea, like you're saying, a reminder. Put it on your calendar like you do everything else. Okay? Put it on your calendar.
Oh, you're trying to make it where we can't get out of it. It's on the calendar.
And then, you know, if you're worried about, well, I got to do this with my kids and da-da-da, well, include them. Go to an area where they can walk to or ride their bike or they can play while you're walking and you can see them or... You know, mine are older. They could walk with me.
Yeah. And, you know, the goal is to get for adults to get at least 30 minutes of physical activity on 5 days out of the week.
Right.
And kids, it's even more.
Right.
You know, so the kids need more exercise than adults do. So, yeah, take them with you.
And the older your kids are, they're not getting recess and all that stuff anymore. So they need it.
Okay, take them with you. What's another excuse?
Oh, well, I am too tired, Tennille. I am just too tired.
I know. I feel that way. So, okay, when we're too tired, and this is something I need to try, try not to go long or far. You know,
right.
when we think go walking, I don't feel like doing a mile or two. Well, it doesn't have to be a mile or two.
Mm-hmm.
Start out shorter than that. Or if it's just a day when you're extra tired, maybe don't go as far as you normally go.
That's
some activity in, but not as far. And for those of us who haven't been walking like we should, you know, build up. Start, you know, walk for 5 or 10 minutes and do that for a week or so. And then once that gets comfortable to you, push yourself to the next level, 15 minutes. You know, we've got to build. People like me who are not avid walkers, we've got to start slow and build.
And just that in itself is huge, just starting.
You know? It's huge. And, you know, a lot of people say it's best if you're too tired, don't even sit down when you get home. Just, you know, go ahead, change your shoes, change your outfit, whatever, and just go ahead and do it. Or if you do it in the morning, don't press snooze and lay here 5 more minutes. You know, just get up, make it automatic, and just go for
it. Make it part of your day.
Yeah.
What do you do? So we're talking about the weather shifting. We're not to this point yet. But what do we do on those days where it is too cold to be outside for a long period of time?
Well, you know, I'm not an outdoor person. Right. I don't care, you know, how nice it is. I'm not going walking outside. My first choice would be to walk inside. Sure. You know, there are all kinds of walking programs that you can get. Now you can get them on your mobile devices. You can cast them onto your television. If you're old school and you've still got some DVDs, walking programs, use those. Do whatever you need to do.
There's a ton on YouTube.
Yes. You can just access those and you can go ahead and, you know, do that instead. But if you do want to get outside, there are some things you can do, right?
So we don't mind walking when it's cold outside. We'll just bundle up, you know. Like, obviously, I'm not going to wear shorts.
No.
You know, I'm going to put on maybe a layer or two, sweatshirt, gloves, a toboggan, and go. And then you may just shorten your walk. Be sure to stretch and all that still. But there's ways to do it. One of my favorite hikes my son and I ever went on was in January. It was a beautiful January day.
Oh, my goodness.
It was crisp and cool, but it wasn't cold.
Yeah.
And the sun was out, and we had the best time. So don't let too cold keep you from moving.
Okay, well, we just got out of the phase where it's been too hot. So, you know, when it's too hot, you know, some of the same things kind of come into play. Again, you can walk indoors.
Right.
You can also shorten your walks.
Yeah, a lot
you know,
of the same stuff.
So you don't overheat. But what else would be different?
Well, you definitely need to watch how you're dressing. And you also need to look at what time would be best to walk. You probably don't need to walk in the heat of the day. Because that is just very risky. So early mornings, you know, late evenings, those kinds of things. So you really do need to look at the forecast and see, kind of maybe change the time you're walking outside and make sure to drink a lot of water.
Yeah. So we're kind of at the point right now where it's still hot some days and we know it's going to be getting cold eventually. So we may use either one of these excuses because we're kind of in a transitional period.
Right.
Now, you know, some people feel like they're too old to go out walking. And, you know, we understand if you haven't been walking for a long time, you know, definitely consult with your doctor.
Oh, for sure.
If you're of senior years, talk to your doctor about it. And if your doctor says this would be good for you, you know, start slowly, definitely.
Yes.
Like we were talking about building up, make sure that you've got the right shoes. You know, we always want to walk in athletic shoes.
We do. We also, I encourage people that aren't real sure about balance and things like that, make sure that you have your mobile device in your pocket or something. So if something does occur that you can easily call for help or something. I encourage that for everybody that's out walking.
That's true. That's true.
So make sure you have your mobile device or, you know, at least a watch on that you can call somebody from, something for sure.
But walking is one of those activities that people of a lot of different ages can participate in. That's what's so great about it. We can get the kids. We can also get the senior generation. Everybody can walk.
Everybody walk together. Get a family walk going on.
That sounds like something you guys would do.
Well, we have been hiking, multi-generational.
Yes. What's another reason?
Well, you know, some people just think it's going to be too painful.
Yeah, and I fall in that category because I have a lot of back issues and things like that. So these are tips that I'm going to need this month.
Well, I would start here kind of like we just did on the last issue about age. But always, if you have a lot of pain or health condition, you need to start with your doctor.
Yes.
Having that conversation with him or her about, look, I really want to start walking. What do you suggest?
And, you know, many times they're going to tell you if you've got different conditions, physical activity, is a good remedy for just about every condition, whether it's a chronic condition like diabetes or heart disease. Yes. Thankfully, I don't have those, but even those things that cause you pain, back issues, knee issues, you know, anything like that.
Arthritis.
Yes, movement is going to be beneficial, and your doctor's probably going to tell you that. So we've got to make sure we're doing some things. We definitely want to stretch before we get started.
Before and after.
Before and after.
You want to warm up. You want to start slow.
Mm-hmm.
You also, again, we're going back to the shoes. Make sure that you have the right shoes on, and when they start to wear out, like my tennis shoes, there's basically no sole on the bottom. It's time for some new ones.
You know, and that's something we try to use every ounce of our shoes because they cost money.
They do.
And, you know, we just try to keep using them, but they're not giving us the support that we need.
No, and it can lead to injury. Yeah. So you want to make sure that you have on good shoes. And there is nothing saying, like, if you needed a brace on or an ankle wrap or whatever, wrap that knee. Wrap that ankle, whatever you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're in a lot of pain, I would try to walk on a most level surface that I could find. I wouldn't try to go walking where there's even a slight hill.
Oh, I'm not. I'm not climbing any hills. You don't have to tell me that. But, yeah, that's really good advice.
This may be starting out in your driveway and just walking your driveway up and down, or a parking lot that, like, I see a lot of people walking in some church parking lots in the mornings and things. So finding an area where you feel safe is for sure. And if you are hurt, like in a lot of pain when you're done, you need to consult with your doctor again then too, or you may have just overdone it.
Yeah.
You know, you should be recovered within 2 hours of your exercise.
Well, some people think it's too boring. They don't walk because walking is just too boring.
Especially if you're doing the same route every day, so switch it up.
What, go the reverse?
Try a new park. Or find somebody to go with, get you a friend.
Walk with somebody different.
You know, now it's hard to pass somebody walking that doesn't have their earbuds in.
Maybe the people are boring that you're walking with.
No. Find you a new walking. You know, but that's a perfect time to either listen to your music, catch up on an audiobook, listen to a podcast.
Yeah.
But don't have it so loud you're not aware of what's going on around you.
That's true, too.
But it is a way to kind of dull the monotony.
Yeah. And I mean, you can alternate it with something else. You know, if maybe you do some, maybe you like riding a bike, or maybe you like going to the gym and doing some other kind of exercise, you know, alternate it with walking so that you're not doing your walking every single day.
I think that's a great idea. And then, too, when you start to build up your endurance, you may kind of increase your pace or try to time yourself. Well, last week I was here, I'm going to try and finish this 2 miles.
A little challenge.
Yes. You know, up it up a little bit. And I have a lot of friends that do like run, jog, and walk. So they'll walk, then they'll jog a little, then they'll walk, then they'll try to run a pace. So just to kind of switch things up.
Or maybe walking with some weights, you know, add the little light hand weights to it or something. So you can switch it up so that it's not so boring.
Absolutely.
Okay, I got one more for you.
Okay.
Why don't we walk? Walking is too scary. And I mean, we get this.
Yeah, and I've heard people say that I don't feel like I have a safe place to do it.
Yeah, and I mean, the world has changed.
Yes.
Some of the places that we would walk once upon a time, you probably don't want to walk there now.
Well, even like in my area, I'm not scared of things that could happen to me. People just drive crazy down my road.
And there's wildlife in my area. I mean, coyotes, and I'm not walking. I'm not going that way.
So I would counter this with, again, finding somebody to walk with.
That's not going to help with the coyotes.
Well, no, I can't do anything about that.
We run together. I don't know.
But let somebody know.
Yeah.
You know, where you're going if you're alone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I used to, a couple years ago, I would go a few days a week to our walking trail in town. But I always let my husband know where I was going to be, you know.
Yeah.
Go when it's daylight, friends. You know, I know a lot of people try to squeeze stuff in the early morning. And, and the time is changing and it's dark longer.
Right.
But, you know, try to do in the daylight if possible, just for visibility.
Yeah, and it feels good if you walk where other people walk. Just passing by, seeing other people, kind of helps.
You don't know them, but they're you don't know walking, them. They're doing the same.
You don't know them, but they're there and they're trying to do the same things. Mm-hmm. And you know, keeping your phone with you as always.
Yes.
But if you just don't want to get out there walking, you know, check with some of your rec centers in your area, mm-hmm. or other facilities. Many times they may have a place where you can walk and you may feel, yes. safer, whether it's indoors or outdoors.
And I'll be honest, there's a large box store, mm-hmm. in my community, mm-hmm. and almost every morning there are people in there walking.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
walk the perimeter,
walk
of the store.
Walk the perimeter of the store. So,
yes.
Yeah.
And
so
it's not
options.
Frowned upon. They're welcome.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So that may be an option, yeah. too, if you don't feel like, you know, spending money on a gym membership and things like that. That's an option for you as well. So, and then look around. There's a lot of communities have walking clubs and groups that meet. I know in one of the communities that where I work, there's a group of ladies that meets certain days of the week at like 6:30 in the morning, and they're, mm-hmm. all there together and they're walking.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So there's safety in numbers,
yes.
and you know, you can find a, you know, group to walk with, or, you know, I like the idea of going where there are other people walking and doing it during the daytime. So.
Yeah. For,
yeah,
sure.
That
you just want everybody
out,
to feel safe.
Yes.
You know, and to enjoy what you're doing.
That's true. So we kicked it off with a little bit of Run DMC and Aerosmith. They wanted you to walk this way. And I think we've talked about several different ways that people can walk. So,
yeah. So get your shoes on, lace them up, and get out there.
All right. We'll try it. Thank you all for listening. In the words of Bob Marley, I bet he didn't have any of these excuses. I'm pretty sure that he would just walk.
Probably so.
Yes. But he wants you to live the life you love.
And love the life you live.
Bye.